and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Revelation, we've looked at Mystery Babylon the Great, found in chapter 17 of Revelation, and now we're looking at Babylon the Great. Names are familiar, and they are alike, but there's two differences. Mystery, Babylon the Great, and then Babylon the Great. And that's what we're looking at right now, is Babylon the Great. And I made mention last time how that the World Economic Forum wants to take over the world. They want to do everything that they can to actually ruin people's lives and to see things run the way they want them run. Not the way that you and I would have things run or the way God would have things run, but these men, and there's women involved as well, they want to take over the world. And I made mention earlier that there are certain individuals there that need to be taken a look at, that we need to understand who they are. And one of the major members of that is Bill Gates, and another one is Klaus Schwab and George Soros. And I also made mention that there are other high-powered idiots in this group. I call them idiots. Now, they may have a lot of money, but they're idiots. They don't want the best for man. They don't want the best for you and I. They want the best for themselves. Now, they have money, and they also want power. And that's what they're after now. If they have the money, then what else is left? They want the power. And I made mention the last time that Bill Gates made a YouTube video, well, someone made it, and if it's still there, you can look it up on YouTube, where he says, first, we've got population. He talks about population. And he says, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive service, health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Well, what's he talking about? Lower what? Well, he first said, and I just read it, what he said, first, we've got population. In other words, population control. They want to control, he wants to control population. And these other people that are in the World Economic Forum, that group, they want to do the same thing, but he comes out and actually says that he wants to control population. And one way to do that is with new vaccines. We've seen vaccines come out now that are actually injuring people, hurting people, and there's proof of that. The health care and reproductive services that he's talking about, that Bill Gates talks about, is actually abortion. And things to keep people from having kids and so forth. And also, I believe there, before long, we're going to see an open thing that takes the lives of older people and people who are not so old. In other words, giving people a choice whether they want to live or die. And sometimes they don't have a choice. And I believe this is coming, and you and I need to be praying about this and asking God to take care of it. Well, Bill Gates is not only just starting about talking about population growth, but he's also done this, and go back to 2010, where he says that lowering the population can take place by 10 or 15% by doing what I just mentioned, new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services. And I also made mention that William Gates Sr., this is Bill Gates' father, was a trustee of Planned Parenthood. And he worked on the board of Planned Parenthood prior to his death in September 2020. Was it any wonder that Bill Gates Jr., we'll call him, is it any wonder that that he wants to follow in his daddy's footsteps of being an abortionist? You and I need to pray for these people that they get saved, that they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and start listening to him instead of listening to the devil. Well, another person is the one who started the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and that was Klaus Schwab. He's the founder of this group, and in other words, it's also called the Great Reset, the New World Order. And he says, Now, listen to this very carefully. This is what Klaus Schwab says. He's the one that's wanting to control the world with these other idiots. He says, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy about it. Well, in the U.S., the World Economic Forum has offices in New York and California. It's here. It's all over the world. These people are taking over. He started this in 1971, and it's grown to this point. Now, Klaus Schwab advocated that no one should buy or sell without a digital health certificate. One person, and I'm going to read what this one person has noted about Klaus Schwab. This person says, a lot of people are starting to feel as if Klaus Schwab is the Antichrist. He is advocating that no one should buy or sell without a digital health certificate, and he advocates transhumanism while insisting on lockdowns of even religion. I don't know about you, this person goes on to say, being the Antichrist, I don't know about him being the Antichrist, he says, but he is a very sick and highly dangerous man. Any world leader who travels to his conferences should be thrown out of office. And I say amen to that. Anyone who gives any kind of credence to what this man and these other idiots say, they need to be thrown out of office. Those people who are holding a public office in our country, they need to be gone because they're falling for the things of the devil. They're listening to the people of the devil. And we need to, once again, anyone can be saved, and we need to pray for these people. We need to pray that they will come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, one other person that I would like to mention, and there's one after that, another person is George Soros. He's a member of this group, WEF. He wants open borders. Say, we've got that, don't we? He wants a legalization of drugs. Say, we've got that, you know, marijuana. He wants to legalize prostitution. You probably find that just about everywhere. And he wants to legalize abortion. Soros has also spent and is still spending billions of dollars to ruin America. People need to wake up. We need to understand what's going on in our country. Not only do the goals of George Soros include open borders, mass immigration, drug legalization, legalization of prostitution, legalization of abortion, and globalization, his goals also include undermining the traditional values of America by spending millions to elect radical communists for school boards, mayors, city councilmen, prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys, governors, presidents, and much more. The list goes on and on and on. This man is very dangerous. And once again, we need to pray for his salvation, that he would actually come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. I would hate to be in his shoes and split hell wide open of what he's been doing to this country and to the world. He's not only doing things in this country, but he's doing things all over the world to lead people to hell. And we need to pray for these people. Pray for Bill Gates. Pray for Klaus Schwab. Pray for George Soros, that they would know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's no one that's too hard that God can save. In other words, God can save anyone if they will turn to him and ask him to save them. Well, here's something else. Now, I've read to you about George Soros and the things he stands for and the things he's against. Well, I didn't say much about he's not against very much. He's all for the sin of this world. He's all for the handling of this world like the devil would handle it. And in 2004, Hillary Clinton said, we need people like George Soros. Isn't that something that someone would make a statement like that, that we need more people like George Soros? God help us to take a stand against the ungodliness of this world, against people who uphold people like George Soros. You're bashing Democrats now by mentioning Hillary Clinton. Well, let me say this. Not only have Democrats received benefit of money from George Soros, so have some Republicans. God help us to elect people who take a stand for people, not against people, but for people, people who want to see things done right. Well, God is good, and he's allowed us to live this long, and he's allowing us to know that We don't have to go through the tribulation. We've trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. That is, those of us who are saved and on our way to heaven. We don't have to concern ourselves with the tribulation, but you know there are individuals, possibly you're one of them listening to me right now, the tribulation could start right now. You could go into the tribulation. We'll be gone. The saved people will be gone. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, you will go into the tribulation. And while you're in there, it's not going to be easier for you. It's going to be worse than you've ever imagined. But let me say this, there's something worse than going into the tribulation, and that is dropping off into a devil's hell. That's not trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that is what sends a person to hell, is to not receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You see, God does not send anyone to hell. People send themselves there. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, you know, as human beings, we often, if we know anything and we've read anything in the Scriptures, I'm speaking generally now about mankind, people read into the Scriptures things that's not there. They say, well, and they may have heard a preacher say this, that for as by one man sin entered into the world, and that's Adam, of course. Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Man has a way of passing the buck, of saying, well, you know, it's not my fault that I'm a sinner. It's Adam's fault. Well, let me say this. You're responsible for your personal sin. You have a choice to make. You can either refuse Jesus Christ, or you can accept him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Say, well, how do we know that Jesus Christ is God and he was God? Well, if you read in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. The only begotten Son of God, the Bible teaches us. The only begotten Son of God is Jesus Christ. He is God. He is God, and he wants everyone in this world to know him as Lord and Savior. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Or in other words, the children of God. That's for all the people who trust in him as Lord and Savior. If you've never trusted him, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In other words, you're fighting a battle today. You're fighting a battle of not knowing where you're going to go. But I can tell you where you're going to go unless you trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that's to a devil's hell. You'll be there forever and ever. Oh, you'll be brought out to go into the lake of fire later on. You'll stand before Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, at the white throne judgment, and he will say to you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And he says, take him out. Cast him into the lake of fire. Now, Jesus Christ, he's not responsible for you going into the lake of fire. You're responsible if you've never trusted him as your Lord and Savior. You need to do that right now by simply saying, Lord, I want to go your way now. I'm tired of going my way and trying to get to heaven my way, just as Nimrod told the people back in the city of Babylon, that they could build a tower and get to heaven, just as they've done that. Lord, I don't want to do that. I know that I can't get to heaven on my own. I want to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Please, Lord, come into my heart. Save me. Because the Bible tells me that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, let me say this to you. If you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll not go to hell. Trust him. Ask him to come into your heart today. Pray a prayer and ask him. The prayer won't save you. It's what's in your heart. It's when you are sincere with him. Get serious with him, and he'll get serious with you, and he'll save you if you ask him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.